darf es bin given as if nish to be now lives cuz we shlema fresh mo ben yitah to yitzu tzeman as fresh mo ben yitah so mak vas khashuv shuv rakh vas da sadin vas as ben shab frantz mo shab frota khay vas uf kes khay shom mit shab tsum khay mesh ben yitah no yaz ben as khay mi gita as khay mo kel ne ben yam khay as vakh le vas ben mesh mo shab khay yitz tsum khay vas zisa yam khay yitz sim bas bas ben do ya so tsu mi mit kiyata yitah ben khay vas yudem nak kitel yakob ben as on yitz zam zisa khay ne besuch shab khay yisro on the bottom of this volume base we're up to by ilpa last word on the line is by about 10 lines up by ilpa asks you're dying to hobis lachatzona into hobis lachatzona can you be matar you're dying or come tummy into a bun on there tummy you have to wash your hands until you die in certain things so can you be matar lechatzon or not? Let's see what that means. Hechi dami, what does it mean lechatzon here? Ilei medika mashu beitrei merivias. If you're washing two hands from one revias, right? So you're doing half a revias on one, half a revias on the other. That's the first understanding. But tanan merivias neitel niyadayim laechad ba'afilu lishnayim. We learned in the Mishnah, as long as you have a revias, it starts as a revias of mayim in the cup. So then you can wash your hands for one person or even for two. Yeah, so it's enough to do it, or even one hand or two hands, it's enough to do it from with a half a revius. So we see as long as you started with a revius, it's clear that from the Mishnah that you can do a half a revius. So what does it mean? Be'elo de kamashi chada chada yade. So rather it means you're washing one hand and then you're washing the other hand. Aiva tana, we learned in the Mishnah. Noitel yodoi achas b'netila v'achas b'shtifa yodov taharis. We learned that if you wash your hand, one hand with netila, and then the other hand you dip into water into mikvah, so then it's good. So you see, you can wash one hand. Right, and it's yadav v'taharis, the hands are taharis. So you see, you could do your hands l'chatzon. I mean, what would the chatzon mean in this one hand, half your hands, just one hand to one hand. Right, so you only wash one hand. So clearly, you could be nitel one hand. So ve'ela de kamashi palga diyode, he's washing half hand, and then he's washing the other half of the hand. I v'hamer divrei Rabbi Yonai yadayim ein taharis l'chatzon. So we can more than ask more about the question. Rav Yonai taught that yadayin are not. You can't be mitar them lechatzon. I mean, you can't wash half your hand. So you wash until your knuckles, you dry it, then wash from your knuckles to your wrist. That Rav Yonai already taught that yadayin can't be mitar is lechatzon. It's either all or none. You can't do half. It says leitzricha de'ikam mashka teifach. Rather, it says that no. We're talking about a case where you washed half your hand, you went from your fingertips to your knuckles, you poured, you dried it a little, but you didn't dry it all the way. There's still water on it, some water on it, it's still damp, so then we want to know, do we then say when you pour it on the second half of the hand, does it connect like your whole hand is being washed now? Because there's still water on the first hand, it's not dry. The first half of your hand, it's not dry. Mar says,
what
difference does it make? But now we learned in the Mishnah, a natzuk, it's the stream of something is being poured. So I'm pouring from top to bottom. And that stream from that goes in between the katafris and the slope. If the water's on a slope, so now there's water going down the slope. Yeah, something. Right. If let's say a board, you have the water running down the board or whatever, it doesn't usually mean a board, it's usually ground or whatever it is, from, let's say, from one mikveh to another mikveh, we'll say, umashka tefeach, and water that is tefeach, that's damp, but not, right, touch it and it's damp, then ain't a chibur, it's not a chibur. Leila tum of leila tara, not to be matam is something, not to be matar is something. Doesn't work to create, it wouldn't work to connect them, to say that it's to connect two mikvahs, I wouldn't connect them in order to say here that it's one big washing of the hand. And also for Tumah, if I have a Kli Tameh on the bottom and a Kli Tahor on top, and I have the stream going from one to the other, or the slope going from one to the other, it's going to be...
You don't have enough.
It's going to be that it's not connecting back up to the top.
You don't have enough water.
And then two similar mukvois, right? So then it depends. If it's sloped in between, it's not going to be a connection. It doesn't connect up.
So in these cases, these three.
He's right. It's not going to be. If these three ways, it won't be considered connected. So what's the question here? Tefech is not, Mayim Tefech is not enough. When it says, Leitzvicha, and we needed the ikut tefech latzviach, it's damp enough to make something else wet. That's already in more water. When we said tefech, it means it's just damp. You touch it, it's damp, but it's not going to make anything else wet. So here, it's enough that it's damp to make something else damp. That's already more water. That's going to be more. So it says hanami tinina, but that we also learned in the Mishnah, tefech latzviach chibor. If it's tefech latzviach, then it is considered a chibor. So when you pour the second half of the water on the second half of your hand, it's still wet, it's a chibur, it's as if the whole thing is being washed. So Gemara says, no. Dilma, that which we say that it's a chibur is a lini mikvois. That maybe that was all with legabe the dini mikvois, to say that it's a chibur, to connect two amounts of water, to make it one, that you now have a mikvah of Abon Zah. Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Rabbi Yehuda to Tanakh, because we're going to the mission of mikvah sheyesh by abam saw mechubanas. You have a mikvah that is exactly 40 saw. V'yardu shnayim v'tavlu, and two people went in and were tavlu. V'zachar zah, one after the other. Right? So it's Reuven went in first, Reuven comes out, Shimon goes in. So, Rishon tahar, the first one is tahar. V'asheni tameh, the second one is tameh, remains tameh because he went into a mikvah that was less than 40 saw. But some water is sitting on Reuven. Yehuda Imer, Yehuda says, if the first guy's foot is still in the water, so now all the water that's on him is connected back to the mikvah, the second guy is going to be tahar as well. So, Maro says that maybe that which we said, that there's a chibur here, where you have the person is tefeach, latfiach, you'll say it's a chibur, that's only lini mikvahs. Who said that? That thing was said about Yadayim to be Matar Yudayim, do Matilas Yudayim. That was the question of Elwood. Amar Rabbi Yemi says, Hare Amru. I said, Abba Roshe Verube B'mayim Shuvim V'tar Shanaflu Al Roshe Verube Shlesha Lugim Mayim Shuvim V'tame. Yemi says, the halacha is that the Chacham said that if a person goes most of his body, his head and most of his body into Mayim Shuvim, then he's going to be considered Tamei Midrabanan, and a tar, or if he's a tar and it falls on him, on most of his body, on his head and most of his body, three log of Mayim Shuvim, he's considered Tamei. He has to be Matar himself in order before anything, right? He has to go to the mikvah. And the reason is that the Chacham made this Dakana, that it's considered Tamei, is because they used to have mikvahs in different places. Mikvahs that weren't clean. People came out smelling like the mikvah. So what did they do? They would go and take a shower, take a bath in regular, nice, clean water. People were saying that what was it that was being mitar the person? Not the mikvah, but the clean water. So they stopped making proper mikvahs. Chum went ahead and made a din that you need that anybody who comes worship Rubim Mamayim Shuvim is tummy. So now you would just go to the mikvah and you wouldn't wash after. So where did the second part came from, where the Naflu al Roshai was, because then what would they do? They would just wash themselves, just not inside water. So Chum made even that if you have Shlosh Yelugim Mayim Shuvim and they fell on you, they also become Tamei, and you needed it in order to be Matar, in order for the first part of the Takana, that they should not wash themselves in Mayim Shuvim would not remain in effect. I guess remain in effect would be kept to. Would be followed. So they had to do it. So now, Boi Rabbi Yomi asks. So the halacha is, you have either you go into Mayim Shuvim or you have Mayim Shuvim fall on you. So then you'll be tummy. But Boi Rabbi Yomi, chetzei b'diav, chetzei b'nefil amai. What happens if half your body went into the water and the other half fell on you? What's the halacha? Are you considered tummy or not? If Shlesha Lugim fall on half your body, it's not Rashi Verubai, it's less than Rashi Verubai. and the other half is standing in my shuvim. What's the halacha? It says take it, we don't know. Amar of Papa, says, Hare Yomu, they said the halacha is Bal Keri Choylish and Nasan all of Tishikav and Mayim Tahar. A Bar Keri that is a Choyla, so if he wants to go sit and learn Torah, there was a second, the Kana says that everybody that should go to the mikvah before he goes to learn Torah. However, if he can't go to the mikvah because he has Choyla, so then let him pour 9 kav of water over his body, and with that, Lagabe. Learning, he's considered tahar. Obviously, if he wants to go to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to then do a full tahar in a mikvah. But to sit and learn, that's enough. So he wants to know. Where Papa asks, "Boy, Rav Papa, chetzi b'tvila v'chetzi b'nesina, my, what happens if half the body was b'tvila? He did half his body in the mikvah, not the full body. And the other half of his body, he had that he poured." Tishakav and Mayim on his body. So is that going to be enough to be Matarim to learn Torah? It says, take it, we don't have an answer. It started in the Mishnah, we said, one aid comes in and says, Bifonei Nechtav. Another aid comes and says, right, the Shliach comes in and says, Bifonei Nechtav, but he doesn't say Bifonei Nechtav. And then another person, assuming the Shliach as well, right now, comes in and says Bifonei Nechtav. In front of me they signed it. So we said in that case it's possible. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yechonim Shmuel bar Yehuda Sefer Shem Yechonim Lashonu Elish Ein Aged Yotz Mitachas Yidei Shteim. That's all that it's not going to work if they're not both Shluchim. If they're both Shluchim, Aval Get Yotz Mitachas Yidei Shteim. If they're both Shluchim, one says Bifonei Nechtav, one says Bifonei Nechtav. Kosher. It's kosher. Alma, what do we see from this? Shnayim Shehaviu get me Medina Sayam. Two people bring a get from Medina Sayam. Ein Tzvichim Shayam Bifneinu Nechtab Bifneinu Nechtam. Do not need to say Bifneinu Nechtab Bifneinu Nechtam. Because we're concerned about Kiyam Shtaris, and you have two people to be Mekai in the Shtar here. So there's no reason to say Bifneinu Nechtab Bifneinu Nechtam. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya says, Alameato, if that's true, Sefer Dikhtani Shnayim Oim Bifneinu Nechtav. Two Edim come and say Bifneinu Nechtav. It was written in the Shema. Ve'echad Oim Bifneinu Nechtav. And one aid comes, a different aid comes and says, in front of me it was signed. Puzzle, it's puzzle. For Yehuda Machshir, Yehuda's Machshir. Why? Because time of day, I get Yotze Mitach Zidei Shneim. It must be the whole reason is because the get is not Yotze Mitach Zidei Shneim. Meaning the two different sets here, the Ede Ksiva and the Ede Chasima. Haget Yatzar Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shneim. But if the get was coming from both of them, from all parties, and therefore it was he's a shliach in it also. Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shneim. Machshiru Rabbanon. The Rabbanon would be machshirat. Because we just said Shnayim Sheviu get Medina Sayam in Tzrichin Loimar Bifonei Nechtam Bifonei Nechtam. So why would you say that it has to be that we're talking about a case here that it's in the Ene get Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shneim because if it was Mitachas Yidei Shneim the Rabbanu would be Machshir already. And that's what we finished saying according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Marseille says I'll get Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shneim Machshir Rabbanu Amalei in. He said, yes. The Gemara says, yeah, they will be. So he said, if the get's not coming out from there, both of them, right? They weren't all shluchim here, so be my pligi. What exactly is machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? We just established that it has to be that it's ena get yotze mitachas yidei shteim. Because if it will be get yotze mitachas yidei shteim, the Rabbanon will be machsheret. That means there's no argument with the Yehuda there. So it must be, we're talking about a case that the two Eidei Ksiva were not shluchim. And what do we have here? We have one Eid who's testifying only about the Chasima. Right? So what's the machlokes here? Like, why would Yehuda say it's kosher and the Rabbanon say it's pasul? So it says, Mar sover gazrin and dilma asa l'achlufa b'kiyim shtaris ta'ama be'eid achad. One holds that the Tanakhama holds. We're worried that you're since these two, for the Eidei Ksiva are not a party to this anymore because they're not the Shliach, they weren't Shluchim. So when the second, the Eid on the Chasima, when he testifies and says, Bifanai Nechtam, and we want to be Mekayim at Al Yedei Zeh, what's going to happen? So there's a passerby is going to look at it and say, hey, Kiyam Shtar happens with one. He's going to go make a mistake, but Shtar is Talma. And Marsav Aram Yehuda holds, Loigazvinan, we're not going there in such cases because it's not common that you're going to have three different people are coming, who's going to bring it? Or because the Edim on the Ksiva are speaking anyway, so you already see that there's a difference. You're not going to come to get make the mistake, according to Yehuda. So therefore, it's going to be kosher al yedei that one. We don't have to worry about Xera that you're going to come to make a mistake. Lishna Achrina, another way of learning this, Memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Amila, Amr Shmuel, Lishna Achrina Amila, another lashon that we had learned this. Amr Shmuel by Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel Yehuda, Seb Shem Yochanan. I feel get Yotzi Mitachas Yedei Shneim, Pasol. Even if the get is coming, the one who says b'fanei nechtam, even if they were both pointed shluchim, it's possible. Almak sover shneim sheviu get shneim sheviu get imidinis neyam tzuichin sheyam b'fanei nechtam. That must be. Then, if what do you have? You have two edim that are coming to say to bring a shtar. They're both shluchei halacha of the baal. They need to say b'fanei nechtam. You can't have half. They both have to say the full thing. Oh, b'fneinu nechtav. If you don't say it, it's going to be puzzle. Amalei Abaye says, Elameyata, Sefer, Tani Shnaim, b'fneinu nechtav. In the case where you have two Edim that are coming and testifying about the Ksiva. Ve'echad Oymer, b'fneinu nechtav, and one saying that one separate Ed testifying about the Chasima. Puzzle, it's puzzle. Even if the get is coming, the Rabbanon are going to passel such a case. Malay, in. He said, yeah, he's going to.
Make sure we get the question here proper. Save it.
Again, so now we said that two edim that are going to come need to say b'fneinu nechtav, right? They need to say both. Okay, they need to say on everything. So now Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says El Mayata say v'tani shnayim b'fneinu nechtav. Two say b'fneinu nechtav. Echad oymer b'fanei nechtav, and one testifies about the chasima. So you have two edim on the chasima, one on the chasima. Pasul, it's pasul. For Yehuda machsher, Yehuda's machsher. Afilu get yotzei mitachas yedei shneim. Yehuda's machsher. Are we even talking about a get that's yotzei mitachas yedei shneim? Pasli rabbanon. The rabbanon are going to pasul that. Amalei in. He said, yeah, they would pasul a case that's coming out from all the parties here, right? They're all shluchim here. So the Gemara wants to know, but my kamifligi, what is the machlekes from Yehuda and the rabbanon? Why would Rabbi Yehuda be machshir in such a case? If we break down the case, what do you have? You have two edim that are testifying about the ksiva, nothing about the chasima. So then, their words are nothing. Why? Because they didn't testify about the chasima. You need both, otherwise it's not kosher. Take them away. You have the eight chasima is only testifying about the chasima. That's it. Nothing to do with the ksiva. So he's also not being mekayim the requirement, and they're separate, right? Because they're not testifying together. So then, why would Yehuda be machshir it? So Mar says, "Ma'akim v'fikim marsav v'lufishe ein bekiim l'shma, u'marsav v'lufishe ein nutzin l'kaimon." The difference is going to be whether or not the machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanon is going to be whether or not what's the reasoning of the takana. Is it because of Mekiyin Lashma, or is it Eid Eid Mitzuyin Lekaimai? Yehuda holds it's Eid Eid Mitzuyin Lekaimai, so you have one Eid that's testifying about the Chesima. The takana's Chachamim was that will accept one Eid testifying about the Chesima. Are you worried? We're not worried because you have other Eidim testifying that the Ksiva, it's not a regular case. So therefore, Yehuda will be Machshir in such a case. And according to the Rabbanon, it's about Bikiyin Lashma. About Bikiyin Lashma, you have to say it properly. Nobody is doing the Kiyim of the Rabbanon's Takana of Bifanei Nechtam, Bifanei Nechtam, because they're two separate. This one's testifying about Ksiva. These two are testifying about Ksiva, and this one's testifying about Ksiva. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Lema de Rabba v'Rava Tanoihi. Let's say that the Machloek is Rabba and Rava, whether or not the Takana is because of Ein Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimai or because of Bikiyin Lishma, is a Machloek is Tanon. It's Machloek is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Gemara says, like, Rava Mitaritz Kalish Nekama. Rava is going to answer the Mishnah saying, no, we're going like Kalish Nekama, meaning that Shnaim Chevi you get. And then we establish the machlokes that it's a gzeira asula kalufei the story is the ama. The rabba amar lach rabba will say to you, the kuli ama be in lishma. Everybody agrees you do need lishma. And what's the Mishnah talking about? Lacha shalom. It was really after they taught in Medina Sayyam that you need to do it lishma. So now there's no need for the takana. There's no need to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. And the machlokes, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda is a machlokes whether or not we're chayshish that the kilkul will come back. If you allow cases and exceptions to the rule of b'fanei nechtam, will the din be forgotten? And then people will stop writing it lishma in Medina Sayyam. What? Bringing it from Medina Sayyam.
Yeah, but we never say that.
Yes, we do. Lacha Shalom do.
In certain places.
Once they were taught, they became known that it needs to be Lishma. So we weren't. What's the thinking? Gemara says no. We still require it because of we're afraid that it's Yaktzu Adavin Kukulai. They're going to forget again. So Mar Savar Gazwin, the Rabbanon hold where Geyser that it might be Yachs and Dovah Lekukula. Mar Savar Gazwin, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not chayshish that they're going to be, that it's going to be Yachs and Dovah Lekukula. Right? Gemara Velif Legnami Rabbi Yehuda Bereisha. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda then argue also in the Reisha? Echadayim v'echadayim. So Gemara says, Ha'it Mar Allah, Mar Ula Chalukai Rabbi Yehuda Apar Rishayna. Yehuda does argue even in the Reisha of the Mishnah, we're chayshish of Yachs and Dovah Lekukula. Masav Ravashi asked Ula. Ravashi asked Ula. Yehuda Machshir Bezuv Loi Ba'Acheres. We have a memo that said that Yehuda is Machshir in this case, but he's not Machshir in any other case. So my love, Lemuute Echad Aymer B'Fanei Nechtav Echad Aymer B'Fanei Nechtav. That's coming to exclude that Yehuda does not argue in the first case of Echad Aymer B'Fanei Nechtav Echad Aymer B'Fanei Nechtav. So it says, like, no, that's not what this memory was coming to exclude. It's where he comes in and says, b'fanei nechtav, but not b'fanei nechtav. B'fanei nechtam, he only testifies about the chesima. The eight only testifies about the chesima, but doesn't say anything about the ksiva. Salta daita kamina, and I thought, that since Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the gzera that we're worried that it's going to be yachzadav lekukulai, dilma asu lechayufim kim sharis da'ama beit echon nami legozar. The reason why it won't work in a case the echonim b'fanei nechtav, the echonim b'fanei nechtam, we're not good is because we might come to make the mistake that it's asu lechayufim kim sharis da'ama. So I might have thought since Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about gzera shem yachzadav lekukulai, maybe he's also not worried about the gzera of. They make the mistake by Kim Shtaris Ta'ama that Erecha would work. Kamash Malan. Therefore, the Mishnah, the memory came to tell us, no, Cholakayu Yehuda Afbi Rishayna, that he is chayshus for this gezeira. Lafuke, this case where it's Echad, I'm sorry, it's not. He's cholik b'rishana, but he's not cholik In this case, Echadoim Rifani Nechtam, Echadoim Rifani Nechtam is going to be, even according to Yehuda, we're worried, Shemayach, Asa Lachluf, and Bikiyim Shlo is down. It Marnami, remember also, Amr of Yehuda Shnaim Shevi, you get me Medina Sayyam, Bonon Machloikis, Yehuda Rabbonon. If you have two people bring a get Medina Sayyam, it comes onto the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon. So Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda will be Machshir, the Rabbonon will not be machshir. It's totally in that we're not worried about Shemiyach Zadav. Are we or are we not worried about Shemiyach Zadav Lekukul? Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon the machlokes maybe don't sorry. Rabbi Bar Chana Cholash. Rabbi Bar Chana got sick. Ola Gabei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda the Rabba. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi went to go check on him. They asked him when they were there. Do they need to say b'fanei nechtam? These two edim, do they need to say that it was written and signed in front of them? Or do they not need to? He said to them, they don't. Why? Because if they would have come in and said in front of us that she was, the Baal was Megarich, or Mila Mehem, they would not trust them as two edim. So here also, they don't need to go ahead and say anything about the ksiva and the chasima, about lishma, because they have a migu that they could have just said she was divorced. Hadahachi also who chavra the in that moment this Persian guy came in and saw and shakal isharga. He turned off the light because it was a Goyish holiday for them. So he took away Mikamayu. Shakul Shaga Mikamayu. He took away the lamp from in front of them because that was their holiday. Was he not allowed to have a light, a fire lit, except in the base of Loy Dizar? Amar, so Rabbi said, Rachmana, Oy Betulach, Hashem, either hide us in your shadow and he'd be taken aside of Golas, Oy Betulah de Bar Esav, or put us under the home of Esav. Return us to Rome, put us under Esav, and we shouldn't be under the Persians. So Mara says, is that to say that they're better off being Golos of Rome versus Golos over from the Persians? Vatani Rebchi said, taught, what does it mean? And what it says in the Pasuk, Elikim Haven Darka, Hashem understood its ways. It's what he's referring to the Torah, but who Yadas Makami, he knows the Torah's way, where it should be. They said that Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that Klal Yisrael wouldn't be able to withstand the Gzeris of the Romans, the Gzeris Shmad, and now learn Torah, convert, all that. They wouldn't be able to withstand such a thing, and Torah would be forgotten. So Amar v'Higlo Yisam Bava. So he went ahead and he sent them to Bava. So what do you see? Bava is Persians. What do you see?
It's easier
in Bava than Rome. So what are you saying? Why was Rukhiya saying, take me back to the Romans, Galus. So it says, Lakasha Hamakami de Nesu Chavi Lebavel, that is before the Persians came to Bavel, Halabasu Dasu Chavi Lebavel. This is after the Persians came to Bavel. Before they came, it was worse, and after they came, it was better. So therefore, that's why he said it. I'm sorry. Before they came, it was better. After they came, it was worse. That's what he said. Now that they're here, we'd rather be in Rome.